no clocks, and no napping. If you want to know what the heck I'm talking about, hang tight for this edition of some sleep tips and a good sleep habit to get into. Okay, keep your clock out of sight. If you can, try to keep your clock out of sight. Set your alarm and then put it somewhere else. When I used to have an alarm clock or an LED clock, I would turn it around so the ambient light wasn't hitting me in the face even though I was sleeping. Or get it out of your general view. Instead of having it right next to you on your nightstand, put it across the room. Put it in the far corner of your dresser. What happens is, you see, if your clock is visible, you might find yourself waking up or you're staring at it. And if you're making an effort to create a good sleep environment, you're not, because this means you're aware of something else in the room, and that can be an impairment. Also, if you're trying to break the cycle of sleeplessness, it's important you do not focus on time. If you're looking at the clock and seeing how early it is, or how late it is, or how little time has passed, or how much time has passed, all this can lead to frustration. So here's a little FYI. I don't even have a clock in my bedroom anymore. Since throwing it out a couple of years ago, I get a much better night's sleep. Now here's a sleep habit for you. No napping. Now hold on. What I mean by that is, if you're suffering from sleep deprivation, don't nap, okay? Just as eating in between your meals can ruin your appetite, if you're being sleep deprived and you're napping during the day, your trying to get deep sleep, your sleep disorder is really going to come to the surface, and you're really, really going to suffer when you try to fall asleep at night and get a good night's sleep. So for some, a nap is just what the doctor ordered in the middle of the day to get re-energized. But as I said, if you're suffering from sleep deprivation, a nap may cause you more harm than good. Even though in the beginning you may feel extremely sleepy, try to save your slumber for the middle of the night and not a midday luxury. Enjoy these tips. I'll talk to you soon. This is Thomas Trapper Sherwood. And if you need some more information on defeating sleep deprivation, sleep loss, or insomnia, please visit our blog at www.thesleepsecretebook.com/blog. Take care now.